Good morning and praise the Lord, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has made. We give Jesus the glory. Let me encourage you from the words of Jesus in John chapter 13, verses 34 and 35. A new command I give you, love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another. By this, all men will know that you are my disciples if you love one another. Hallelujah. My dear brothers and sisters, have you seen the poster depicting three men, each representing a different version of Jesus? The first looks like an uncouth mountain man. The second is a tanned and athletic one. And the third is a slight, meek, mannered character. The caption underneath says, "Will the real Jesus please stand up?" Hallelujah. In John 13, the real Jesus stands up. He tells us what he is all about and what he wants us to be all about, and it's love. In the upper room, Jesus recognized that his time was short. The cross was looming. Judas was about to betray him. And he had to prepare his disciples to continue without him. You know, it is like asking a pastor, if you had one last sermon, what would it be? Or asking a teacher, what great truth would you most like to convey to your students? Or asking parents, if you could tell your kids only one thing, what would it be? And Jesus, very beautiful, spells it out. He says, I give you a new commandment that you love one another, just as I have loved you. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples if you have love for one another. Like a last will and testament, Jesus's final message is important not only because of its content, but because of its tone and timing. It sums up his life and our responsibility to God and to others is to love them, right? Now, since love is not what you say, but what you do, today, go out and find practical ways to express God's love to those you meet. They will feel good. And you will too. Amen. Practical ways. You know, it's faith without works is dead. Likewise, saying I love you and don't do anything about that love, you don't show it in action, is of no use. Right? So practice love, practice faith, practice Christianity, practice the teachings of Christ. That is what will set you apart from the rest. Amen. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you for this beautiful day that you have granted unto us, added into our lives. We are highly grateful to you and we are indebted to your love, O Father, because in the land of the living, you have kept us safe and sound, provided for, preserved, protected, prospering, provisioned. O Father, Lord, we are so, so grateful to you. Today, Lord, I pray that you will bless us, fill our hearts with agape love, fill our bowels with compassion. We'll not only say from our mouth that we love God and we love God's people. No, Lord, we'll show it in action. Show it in action. Oh, Father God, you have called us also to love our enemies. Lord, if we can't love our own, how will we love our enemies? Therefore, give us the grace. Give us the courage. Help us to practice love. Lord, in this season, oh Father, give us the grace, the courage, oh Father. And let the Lord, the revelation of your word, oh Father, ring in our ears, oh Father. It will be given unto us, oh Master, that we'll be governed by the truth of the word of God. That's what I pray. Today, Lord, as your flock steps out into their jobs, into their businesses, in running the errands for the day, bless them, be with them, uphold them with your right righteous hand. Keep them from the enemy, flourish and prosper them because they are yours. I pray for the ones who may be sick in our midst, O Father. I send forth your healing virtue to flow from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet in the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord God Almighty, we love you. We appreciate you. And we give you all praise and all glory and all honor and dominion and power and authority, because it all belongs to you and to you alone. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.